From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. Final segment, or final hour, I should say, of the Bill Michaels Show. First segment of the final hour of the Bill Michaels Show. But we certainly are glad you were on board today. Thanks so much for enjoying the program. Hopefully you are enjoying the program. Got Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio coming up here shortly. Our Green and Gold Insider, he'll be joining us for a couple of segments this hour. Continue to talk a little bit about the Green Bay Packers. But in the meantime, I want to let you know that our good friends over there at Quick Trip, they have got a lot of new stuff going on over there. If you haven't used them in a while, take a listen, because they have the Caruba Gold Ice Frappes now. They've got the blend machine, they call it. They've got the cold brew coffee shakes, frozen chocolates, real fruit shakes, frozen lemonades, real fruit smoothies, all made with 100% natural ingredients, real fruit, real dairy, no high fructose corn syrup. But the best part about it is you choose your drink, you choose your flavor, and the machine's going to blend it right there for you. You can stop in and try one today. Don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. If you don't have one, stop into the store and grab it, or simply go to Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com. And today, four donuts, for only a buck, the cake donuts going all the way through January 21st. Keep that in mind. They have it going on at your local Quick Trip. Time now to do some buy or sell. Let's do this.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Time now for some buy or sell. Radio Joe, what you got going on, man?
Bill, it's a bad idea to be looking at former Jaguars offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett as the Packers' next OC.
I didn't do too much. I mean, I guess here's the way I look at it. Is he calling plays? No. Is he just kind of the nuts and bolts guy that sets up the video room, sits down with Matt LaFleur, sits down with Aaron Rodgers, they go through schemes, they go through plays, they got, you know, hell, even Bill Belichick was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns and really didn't really do too much. Then you get a breath of fresh air, you move on, you go to, you know, New England, Drew Bledsoe's there, you get a little, you know, life, then comes in Tom Brady, he sees something in him, looks over the fence, boom, they've never looked back. So, you know, we look at the track record is what you look at as the results, and you go, boy, that kind of sucked. But if Matt LaFleur's got a relationship with this guy and there's a workability there, there's a comfort level there, then I for one, would say, you know what, do what you think is best. But remember, you are under a magnanimous amount of scrutiny in Green Bay. You are a giant fish in a very small pond, and if you screw this up, there's nowhere to run and hide in Green Bay. You got to live with it. It's a great community. It's a friendly community. They embrace you. Packer Nation loves anybody associated with the organization until you suck. And then you can't get out of town fast enough. So keep that in mind. So would I buy it? You know what? Yeah, what the hell? I'll buy it. It's a guy that Matt LaFleur likes. And right now, Matt LaFleur has done no wrong as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. So until he does, in Matt we trust.
Buy or sell?
Of the new head coaching hires, Vic Fangio will last the longest.
That's a great question. Vic Fangio's 60. So in other words, all these young cats that we're talking about would be out? Because Vic Fangio's not coaching until he's 70. I can't imagine that. Vic Fangio is either going to last a couple of years and then be fired and then be a defensive coordinator somewhere for a couple more years, or he's going to really do well there for the next six or seven, and then he's going to retire a Denver Bronco and hoist a trophy and be considered a god. No, I'm going to sell on that. I think Vic Fangio's the shelf life of this is going to be short. I'm thinking 3 to 5 tops. So I mean, Gary Kubiak's his offensive guy because him and John Elway are such good buddies. But that was an experiment that kind of went well, and Kubiak had health problems, and they had to be concerned about him. And I'm going to say Vic Fangio, even though him and Kubiak together, the two-headed monster of guys that have been there, done that now when it comes to running football programs, I think Vic Fangio, the shelf life on this is 3 to 5 years tops. He will be one of the shorter tenured hires coming out of this offseason.
Buy or sell?
It will be easier for Matt LaFleur to fix Aaron Rodgers than it will be for Brian Gutekunst finding players to help this team.
Buy that in a heartbeat. Buy it in a heartbeat. I think Aaron's going to come into this wide-eyed, energized. This is the first day at school. You have brushed your teeth. You have combed your hair. You have showered. You've got your part perfectly straight. Your new school clothes are on. You match up the granimals. He is front and center, pencil in hand, ready to go, saying, teach me something. Come on, bring it. And the teacher's going to look at him and go, you bring it just as hard. Let's do this. And I think that he's going to be energized, fired up, and ready to go. No, I think it's going to be easy to coach Aaron Rodgers. Maybe to break some of the bad habits might take a little while, but it's going to be easy to coach Aaron Rodgers. I think what's going to be difficult is finding the right pieces that are going to be impactful right now. You don't have 3 years to see if this draft is going to work out and whether or not it's going to, you know, be beneficial to the nay. You got to get this thing here right damn now. And so I think it's good. The monumental task is on Gutekunst, not on Matt LaFleur, to make Aaron Rodgers better. Gutekunst to find the players to put around him. So I'm going to completely buy that. It's going to be easier for LaFleur to fix Aaron than Gutekunst to find the players.
Buy or sell?
The Milwaukee Bucks can make it to the NBA Finals with the roster that they have.
Oh, my God, you're putting me out over my skis. Out over the skis on this one. Isn't that a weird thought in a year that they were not supposed to be hitting the ground running into the new Fiserv Forum? That we're talking about this? That we're talking about the NBA Finals and using the words Milwaukee Bucks? Can they make it to the finals with this roster? Yeah, I'm buying it. The real threat to them is Toronto. Maybe Indiana. Indiana really stifled this team when they went down to what is it called now? It's not Conseco Fieldhouse anymore. Craptastic Basketball Pavilion?
Indiana?
Yeah, what's it called now?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have no idea.
They should have left it Conseco and just kept it that. They should have just called it the foreground of all that is basketball. Between there and Kansas, that's where it's as holy gets. But, seven-game series? Yeah. Why not? I mean, it's not because the Bucks have become so dramatically better, even though they have, but they're not LeBron James with Irvin Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird. And, oh, by the way, Kareem's in the middle. You know, they're not that, but they're good. And they figured it out. They've got a coach that just kind of took the pressure off and said, go get them, guys. Taking the reins off, go let the horses run. And the horses have been running. And every now and then they're going to stumble. But for the most part, they've been running and running well. Yeah, the Bucks have not lost back-to-back games all season long either. I think there's something to be said for that. Now, still a lot of basketball left to be played. But, yeah, I don't think you're too big of a dreamer. This is for a team that hasn't gotten out of the first round of the playoffs yet. And I keep kicking myself when I say this. Because I want reality to punch myself right in the face. But they're a damn good basketball team. I'm a believer in Bucks basketball. They're out of the first round of the postseason. They may lose their damn mind and go crazy after they get that first round win. Along with the fans, by the way. So, yes, can they make it to the finals with this roster? Now, will they win in the finals? I don't think so. I think there's teams in the West that can genuinely beat them handily in a seven-game series. But they've beaten everybody. Yeah, they can do this. They got this. I'm a believer in Bucks basketball. I'm thinking this team's going to go deep into the postseason, and why not to the finals? Hell yeah.
Just some breaking Bucks news for those that are not aware. Giannis is doubtful tonight against the Wizards. He is dealing with a left hip contusion. So it looks like he is not going to play in this one. Bucks should still win this thing anyway. So that's that.
Buy or sell.
All right, last one for you. By opening day, Bill, the Brewers will have $150 million in payroll.
I am going to sell that. I think they're going to be close, but I don't think they capped that 140 mark. I think 125 to 130 is where this team's comfortable, knowing they're going to be good. I don't see them getting it to 150. Maybe they do. You know what? And if they do, kudos to Mark Attanasio, because that means he put his money where his mouth was. They didn't lie to us. That means when David Stearns, Craig Counsell, Rick Schlesinger all came on the program and they said, money? Pfft, what's money? What's money if you're bringing a championship to Milwaukee? Pfft, bring it, baby. That means they all kept their words. But if this team hesitates because of funding, well, we got a guy we want, but we're not going to pay the extra $3 to $5 million, then you're going to say to yourself, well, wait a minute. You said money wasn't going to be the object. So if they get up around $150 million, I am going to become the all-time praise singer of this franchise. But I still don't think they quite get there.
Just some other Brewers news that came out. Three players have agreed to contracts before getting to arbitration. It includes Junior Guerra, who's going to make $2.2 million this coming season. Manny Pena settled at $1.6 million. And the big fish, Corey Knebel, $5.1 million.
There you have it. Great stuff. That is buy or sell, and that's the way we do it. We have a lot of fun doing it, too. When we come back, we'll talk to Greg and Madison, and then Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio is going to be joining us, our Green and Gold insider. We're going to pick his brain, see what he's got going on upstairs. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Well, I have to tell another story. I think Matt sensed that the interview went well. And at the end of the interview, he said, Mark, what's your time frame? And I gave him some bullshit. Excuse me. Well, you know, I believe in hire slowly. We're going to move forward with all deliberate speed. And so I said, we'll get back to you. And then when they left, that's when we started saying, I liked him. Did you like him? We all liked him. So it was the very next day.
Welcome back. Kind of like the candidness of one Mark Murphy, president of the Green Bay Packers. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, well, they believe in better. They have big party packs going on right now. They cater. If you got a big sales meeting, got a big event, go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com to see everything that they have to offer. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And for a limited time, they have Euros right now. So download the app as well on your mobile device. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider. Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good. We talked a little bit about this. I mean, how did you think the press conference rolled the other day and how Murphy presented all of this?
I thought it went well. Look, I thought Mark went on, and I think people walked away, the same as I did, feeling that this was very much Mark Murphy's call and that Mark Murphy very much owned the presser. On the other hand, I also said that it could be a brilliant move because if it doesn't work out, Mark Murphy can then pound his chest and say, hey, put it on me. I have Brian and Russ. I made this decision. This is more me than it is them. But if it works out and they're all on the podium accepting a Lombardi trophy, then he can say, hey, Brian's the one to put all the personnel in the right place. And he worked with Russ to get the contracts done. I was just an advisor on this guy right here, the guy that they hired. So then he can give everybody the credit and say, here you go. So I think what he did was very emphatically put a stamp on the organization. And in addition, he also enlightened everybody as to what the process was so there weren't any questions about how the operation was being run.
And, you know, when he came in 2008, Harlan had already set up Ted Thompson as the voice of football operations, along with the head coach. But I think after 7 or 8 years of success on the revenue side and building Titletown and the additions to the stadium and everything. I think Mark Murphy, part of the reason that he wants these guys reporting to him too is he wants to be in control of the message of the franchise now. And you know, Ted was just, you know, not going to participate, particularly the last 3 or 4 years that he was in there. And people were mocking him and all that. And I think that's something that Murphy thinks that the team needed. And not that Gutekunst, you know, won't grow into that role, but he's not there yet. You know, he's not. And so I think that's why Murphy is, you know, kind of hogging the microphone, because he's trying to get this stuff out. You know, again, when you're sitting there and you're playing the Arizona Cardinals and 10,000 people don't show up, and then they're booing your product because you're losing to that team, mm-hmm. at the end of the third quarter, that makes your palms sweat pretty quick. Even though you've got this alleged 30-year waiting list for season tickets, you got to have butts in the seats to sell beer to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And to make that cash register ring, I mean, I think a lot of that stuff is going on. In the meantime, you heard Brian Gutekunst, the GM, he got in his say as to how they made this decision on Matt LaFleur.
I think a lot of this, too, is like Mark said, we spent a lot of time, you know, vetting these candidates, and obviously there's an interview part of that, you know, but there's a lot more to that, too. You know, we have resources throughout the league, contacts, and so, you know, that's as big a part of it as anything.
That's what I love about these guys, man. They're so honest.
He likes how they're honest. You know what I mean?
That's LaFleur talking.
Yeah. I'm glad that they feel that, you know, things are headed in the right direction, I guess. So look, if you feel strong and confident in what you're doing, kudos to you. Go for it. I'm still looking at the Packers general manager, Brian. We were talking about this earlier today, Mike, the pressure coming into this particular situation. Matt LaFleur's got a lot on him. He's got to get Aaron Rodgers right. He's got to wrap his arms around an organization, make all the right hires. On the other hand, Brian Gutekunst, he can look over and say, yeah, we hired the right guy, but, man, he's got to put a lot of right pieces in place.
Now, the league has been this Sean McVay happy, the head coach of the Rams, and even to the point where the Cardinals are hiring his quarterback's coach, Sean Taylor, as their next head coach. I mean, they're doing anything. Anybody that's had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay has got a job in the NFL right now. And tomorrow night, when the Rams host the Dallas Cowboys on Fox, McVay is going to sit down and do an interview there. So, you know, you get a little bit more of a feel for him. But a year ago, in February, when we're in Indianapolis and we're at the Combine, I told you then, like, oh, man, this new coach for the Rams, this guy's off the charts. Energy, smart as a whip. Friendly. There's just electricity around this guy. So when the Packers played the Rams last October, I went out there a day or two early so I could see the Rams facility. And here they're playing these temporary facilities. And I got to go in there and have a Q&A with Sean McVay and listen to Sean McVay breaking down Aaron Rodgers.
Certainly, I know no matter who you're playing, but when you talk about Aaron Rodgers, he's going to present a lot of challenges that you find out a lot about your defense in particular and all the different things that he can present and what he does for their offense.
Sean, Rodgers spends so much time at trying to get a defense to jump off sides, what he does with his cadence. That has to have been a point of emphasis this week for your defense.
Absolutely. You know, and we'll be interested to see, you know, is it something where he's on his verbal cadence based on the crowd, or does he have to use his silent? You know, we're hoping that he'll have to use his silent based on a lot of Rams showing up at the Coliseum, but he's a master at that. You know, you just talk about the command and situational awareness, whether it's his cadence control, whether it's when you catch teams in a substitution, being able to jump the ball and get some, you know, shots down the field where you're getting a free five if you get the ball snapped off when they don't have, you know, when they've got more than 11 on the field. And those are the kind of things that he catches you and he sees it, and he's got total control and command, and there's an urgency where all 11 are on the same page with how they can operate. And it's impressive, you know, seeing it live when I was part of a team in Washington. We played them in the playoffs, and then you play them the next year in the regular season. And, I mean, it's something that you can't ever really mimic and emulate that in practice just because of the command that he has. But, again, great challenge, excited about that challenge, and certainly, you know, looking forward to Sunday.
That's a Friday. I mean, a free five, meaning a free play, you know, or cadence control. He's got all these his own terms. And this stuff just comes flying off his tongue. Any question you ask him about a football game or football team or field or game plan, you know, he left. And I asked somebody who was there that's, you know, a beat guy. It's like, is he like this all the time? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's a fast processor. Phenomenal. And that's why he's got that whole organization so excited. And so Matt LaFleur is a guy who left, though, left that, knowing full well he had a shot at maybe a Super Bowl ring this year, and the way that place is coming together out in L.A., to go to the Titans just so he could be a play caller. Well, Matt LaFleur wanted to be on a fast track to figure out how he could be his own head coach in the NFL. And suddenly, another six or seven teams open up, and of all places, it's the Green Bay Packers. So I asked LaFleur, you know, that's a huge turning point in your life.
It would have been easy to stay in L.A. I mean, you look at the roster, and you look at the success they're having there this year, and it certainly could have been easy to stay there. I took the risk because I knew that I needed to get out of my comfort zone and grow as a coach. And, you know, the lessons I learned this year, I learned that football is not always easy. You better navigate through some adversity, and I was proud of that. You know, we went 9-7, so it certainly did live up to the standards that we'd liked. Certainly anytime you're not making, you didn't make the playoffs. I mean, that's what we're judged by, is the wins and losses. We had an opportunity to have a play-in game in the last week of the season, and unfortunately didn't get it done. So, but I know that I would not be the coach I am today without having those experiences of this past season and just facing all the adversity that we went through.
He faced a lot of adversity. I mean, it wasn't a great offensive season for that team. I mean, there was some speculation that he might not even be brought back in Tennessee, and all of a sudden now he's the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Mike, you and I talked about this the other day. For all that's been said, the two biggest things are, how do you create a rhythm and a confidence in this team as far as the ability to move the football, and how do you create the relationship with Aaron Rodgers? Those are the two biggest things, right?
Right, and it starts with coaching staff, too. I mean, there's this guy that McCarthy brought in last year after Alexander Pelt left, this Frank Cignetti guy,
mm-hmm.
who, you know,
I know.
He's, you know, I mean, he's his dad was a legendary college coach in Pennsylvania. It's a guy that McCarthy met when he was just getting into the NFL around 28, 29 years old. You know, good, but he's like, you know what he is? He's a loyal, like, Pittsburgh guy. And McCarthy brought in two or three of those things, which, to me, after you meet them and you watch them and you see, you actually assign this, you know, old buddy who probably should be like an offensive line coach or something, an assistant at best, make him a quarterback's coach to Aaron Rodgers just because you're a little bit, you know, concerned about, wow, they didn't renew my contract. I mean, I've only got a year left, and so you're going to kind of circle the wagons, you know. And so that's why LaFleur is going to bring back Mike Pettine, and probably most of those guys will be back on defense, but it's well known he's going to bring in guys like Nathaniel Hackett from the Jaguars and other guys to talk about who he's going to stack up on the offensive side of the ball.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the the coaching hirings and firings. Obviously, Ron Zook now out. We'll get into all that discussion coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
It's a lot different when it's actually you getting fired, too. You know, that's the one thing I told my wife. I mean, it's, you know, it's one thing being fired, and this is the first time I've ever been on a staff that got fired. The other times I've been fired, it's been me. So, you know, it's a little bit different. I think, you know, when you know, you don't know what your future is. I mean, obviously, you want to plan ahead, and you got to have a way to take care of your family. And most all coaches understand that when they choose this profession. I mean, they always used to always say that you know, there's two kinds of coaches, those that have been fired or those that are going to get fired. And for the most part, it's, you know, that's probably fairly true. You know, it's just the way it is.
Ron Zook out is the special teams coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, and now the new staff being brought in and hired slowly by Matt LaFleur, the new head coach. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Treating guys with ED and other issues all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. It's a new year, and if you have a resolution that is to get rid of the ED from 2018 into 2019, make it a year that you turn your love life around. My friends over at the Neumel Medical Center, 98% success rate in treating guys with ED. Where else are you going to get those kind of odds and that rate, right? That's without all the side effects of the pills. Do you want to be sharper, more focused, have better energy, more stamina? You can do that as well in 2019. That's the low T treatments. Just stop in, make a phone call, stop in, and get your levels tested. It's what I did. Feel great. Losing the extra weight as well. Check out the new Mel All-in-One Weight Loss Program. If you put on a few over the winter, start taking it off and get ready for the summer. The new year, the new you, it all starts with a call to my friends over at New Mail Medical. Call them now, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's our friends over at the New Mail Medical Center. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. So Ron Zook out as the special teams coordinator, which nobody thought would not happen.
No, you and I were watching the Jets game, and Andre Roberts run that one back. I mean, they're already down 14-7.
Right.
And he takes it 99 yards, just total collapse on the right hash mark in the kick coverage. 99-yard return, and you're saying, well, he's done now. This is it.
That's it.
Come on.
Talk to you later.
Sure. So and the thing about Zook is, it's not that he's a bad coach. I mean, he did have an awful lot of injuries to have to deal with, and, you know, Mason Crosby misses five kicks against the Lions, those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, you just kept on thinking, you know, this is probably a guy who should be still a college football coach and have experts in some of these things. And he was, you know, football is football, and you learn the techniques. And McCarthy brought him in for a year to sort of learn the ropes, and then they fired Sean Slocum. But it's amazing, overall, for the 13 years McCarthy was in there, how poor they were on special teams year after year. Whereas there's some of these teams, you know, like the Eagles and the Patriots and all that, they have these guys that come in and they get on a run. The Jets actually have had great special teams with all their ups and downs. There's some guys in the league that have got it figured out and got it down to some sort of a science, but not enough of them around. But special teams is always like one of the first guys to go.
So now you move forward. You got teams that you're looking up at now, because we were talking last night about the teams that are actually in the postseason and how competitive the Green Bay Packers are in comparison. And I said, look, I think LaFleur has a lot of pressure on him to get back into the postseason, to get back into that atmosphere, because this team was probably 5, 6, 7 plays away from actually being in the postseason this year.
The Packers were?
Yeah.
5, 6 plays away?
Do you think?
No.
Farther than that?
Yeah, man. I've been watching tape on some of these teams, Bill. I feel really bad about the Packers roster. I mean, I really do. You know,
well, they were a sack away from beating and a penalty flag away from beating Minnesota.
Yeah.
They should have beat Arizona.
Yeah. No,
you know?
But by the second half of the season, and what LaFleur's walking into, and we talked about this the other day about, you know, they went through 14 different guys in the secondary. And you look at, you know, the Bears sending 5 guys to the Pro Bowl, you know, with Mack and Fuller and those guys. I mean, those guys played most of the season. They're built for this sport, and they're built to put punishment on people. And the Packers have got some – Gutekunst has got his work cut out for him, and I think he's got to be even more active in free agency, because you look what Ryan Pace has done in building that super defense. And – And these other teams, too, that have beat them, that are in the next level. And how great Chris Ballard has been with the Colts. Oh, my God. I mean, what he's got on linebacker and an offensive line, and bringing in the running back that they've got that tore up the Texans last week. Andrew Luck is coming back, you know, from the injury. And he's got to go into now against the Chiefs. Now, traditionally, the Colts have always ended the Chiefs postseason, but that was when, you know, Peyton Manning was there. So he talks about he's going to have to fly into Arrowhead now and play tomorrow afternoon against the Chiefs.
I'll say this. I don't think it's any different than any other game. I really don't. The way this locker room is prepared, it's all about just getting better. And when a play is there to be made, it can be anybody. You're probably one of the louder atmospheres in football, again, at Arrowhead, in an awesome atmosphere. But once the game gets going, it's all the same. It's the same size field, same amount of players. You know, you got to do the same things well. You got to play with technique. You got to play with fundamentals. You got to play with discipline.
He's got Marlon Mack behind him for 148 yards against the Texans. You know, they jumped out to that 21-zip lead. And Frank Reich, you know, 13 years as a quarterback, Mr. Calm and Cool. He's just having fun with it. The fact that he even got his team to the postseason, pressure's not on him, man. And Andrew Luck buying into what he's doing right away, all those guys, and facing the Chiefs offense as explosive as Andy Reid has got the Chiefs going right now in Kansas City.
You know, this is certainly the best offense, obviously, statistically in the NFL this year. Certainly the biggest challenge that we faced. So, you know, it's really about what we do and believing in our players and staying true to what we do, being disciplined.
It's going to be interesting. Andrew Luck, a veteran quarterback. Meanwhile, all the young quarterbacks, except for Dak Prescott, all the young quarterbacks have been eliminated.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When you interviewed Patrick Mahomes.
Last year, yeah.
Was he like a Russell Wilson kind of guy? I mean, what did you think, like...
I thought he was unbelievably intelligent, very articulate, really confident in himself. It was at Super Bowl that he found out that Alex Smith was traded, and he was a man.
Yeah.
I mean, right when he was coming on our show.
Yeah.
He was sitting down at the table, and they said, oh, by the way, Alex Smith's been traded. What? And all of a sudden, he's a man.
Yeah, and he's, oh, is that when that happened?
That's when we were finding out about it, yeah.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, so you're saying, you know, when you're face-to-face with him like that, it's just you see the fast processor, right?
Yep.
Then you see the athleticism. And then you see Andy Reid there sitting next to him on the bench, you know, those night games this past year. Just, you know, I've never seen these Packers coaches like Holmgren and those other guys. It looked like they're having fun, man. It looks like Pop Warner. The head coach is sitting down there with his young quarterback, and they're looking at the iPad, and they're talking about what the next package is going to be. I mean, they're just having fun. And then Mahomes is out there, and now in the highlights of the networks, they keep on throwing the look-away throw that he had. You know, Aaron Rodgers can do that, but this kid's doing it, you know, at 22, 23, and he is really excited to be on the playoff platform tomorrow night.
Grow up, you want to go and play games like this. When you get older, you want to be a professional athlete and you want to win on the biggest stage. And so for me, it's about going out there, like I said, be myself, lean on my teammates, and try to go out there and win a big football game.
So a young cat trying to get a win. Meanwhile, Jason Garrett and his quarterback, Dak Prescott, who's been there, done that, but he's the only guy younger than his counterpart to advance, because Russell Wilson obviously has been there, done that, and won a Super Bowl.
That's right. And you know something? I watched this game from about 4 weeks ago yesterday. Saints in Dallas against the Cowboys. And Dallas's defense just erupted in that game. Held the Saints to like a touchdown through much of that game. And that was the turning point. And I'll tell you what, Jason Garrett might be a little underrated as a coach. And he's in one of the toughest spots working for Jerry Jones. But this guy's got a confidence about him I haven't seen lately. Now he talks about he's going to have to take on the hotshot of the league, Sean McVay and the LA Rams, tomorrow night in the Coliseum.
Sean's done a fantastic job there. You know, we competed against him when he was the coordinator in Washington and did a really good job there as well. And he's just a fantastic coach. And they have a lot of weapons there. He knows how to use them well. They haven't won 13 games by accident.
Hey, Mike, you got a minute for one more segment?
You bet.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike and I are going to be heading down to Atlanta, Georgia, getting you ready for the Super Bowl. We got Evander Holyfield today booked and Morton Anderson booked. We've got a lot of other Hall of Famers that are going to be there as well, celebrities that are going to be there. We are looking forward to our stint on Radio Row coming up. We can't do it without a lot of our great sponsors who are on board with us again this year, and many of them back, and some new ones along for the ride as well. But we're talking about our friends over at Nice Ash Cigar Bar, 323 West Main. Hey, look, if you're going to go out tonight, go listen to some music, relax. They got beer, cigars. They've got a great selection of spirits, hookahs, fun atmosphere, great people. That's the place to go. Maybe you're going to catch the Bucks game. They'll have that on the screen as well. Also, Dr. Paul Levine. Paul is my doctor. Levine Dental. Go to levinedental.com, located in Brown Deer. Doc Paul, as I call him. He's a premier resource for comprehensive range of family and cosmetic dental services. He's done my teeth, Sherry's teeth. I mean, the guy is fantastic. I trust him to do stuff. I don't want to say what I was going to say because it just sounds weird. But nevertheless, he's fantastic. Go to Levine Dental, levinedental.com, and see what I'm talking about. He's welcoming new patients right now. Also, our friends at Curly's Waterfront right there, the Lakeview Boulevard in Pewaukee, overlooking the lake. Big selection of brews, cocktails, fresh-made food, bands, ticket giveaways to all your favorite teams, raffle and charity nights. Go to curlyswaterfrontpub.com, curlyswaterfrontpub.com, or follow them on Facebook. Stop by there this evening and make sure you tell them we sent you. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
it's nice to always have fans at, you know, away stadiums. But obviously we're playing a really good team up front. So, you know, they're going to have their fans cheering, and hopefully we have some there too.
Joe Looney, getting you ready for the divisional weekends. Mike Clemens, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
And his kids, you know, he's the center for the Cowboys, and he's talking about those Cowboy fans going to the Coliseum. But, you know, we got James Looney, you know, practice squad guy on defensive line. Who got elevated at the end of the season?
We got our own Looney. Come on.
Yeah, we got a Looney, too.
Yeah, there you go. So, Mike, in the divisional weekend, I mean, obviously, we're all looking forward to this. If you're a football fan out there, it's something you've been anticipating for a while now. So, in that sense,
who'd you take last night when you got Colts at Kansas City and Dallas at L.A. against the Rams? Who'd you take?
Well, first of all, I took the Colts on the road. And the reason being is because of the quarterback. The older quarterbacks have won.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling more confident in the quarterback play. Now, it's going to be tough for Andrew Luck and company to win because, obviously, the Chiefs can score points. But the Colts impressed me. Their defense did. I mean, they are running Deshaun Watson. They were able to shut down and put pressure on him all day. If they do the same thing to Patrick Mahomes, maybe they rattle the guy.
Maybe.
Then you've got the Cowboys on the road. Again, I took the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, that running game of Zeke Elliott. The Rams defense has not really played well down the stretch. I took the Cowboys. But the next day, on Sunday, I take the Patriots at home against the Chargers and the Saints at home against the Eagles.
Well, Cowboys defense has played really well, and I'll tell you, you know, it would the way the Rams season has went, where they went perfect for so long, got a little bit banged up, lost some guys, and you wonder if, you know, maybe they're really ready for the spotlight. I guess I want, even though there'll be all those Dallas fans there like Joe Looney was talking about, I guess I got to take the Rams at home. But your man Brian Billick said last night on NFL Network, he's picking the Chargers to beat the Patriots this time. And, you know, Philip Rivers, he's never beaten Tom Brady. He's 0-7 against Tom Brady. And the Chargers, New England has beat the Patriots the last four times these two teams have met, seven of the last eight games. But Philip Rivers says that's old news.
This team right here has never played them, and that's the way I look at it. Again, it's those are all things that you're aware of. And, yeah, as a competitor, heck, yeah, you wish you'd have won some of those seven, definitely. But we didn't. I can't go back and win any of them. But we got a chance to win one on Sunday.
And today at practice, Kenosha's Melvin Gordon, running back, he looks 100%, and you know that helped them out last week as well against the Ravens. So I'd love to see the Chargers win because I'm sick of covering the Patriots at the Super Bowl.
I'd love to see the Chargers get there. I think the whole Philip Rivers story would be fascinating. Finally, that guy coming out of that draft, when everybody else has went on to really championship style, that this guy would finally be able to kind of claim his rightful place, too, because he's been a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah. And then the last one is Sunday night, 3:40. Eagles have to go into the Superdome. And, you know, I mean, Sean Payton and Drew Brees have had such a brilliant year, kind of reinventing themselves. And, you know, besides using the running backs that emerged last year for them, it's defense where they picked it up. And then even on special teams, to take a quarterback from Green Bay like Taysom Hill, just an athlete. Forget that he's a quarterback, just an athlete, man. The guy's a pretty good gunner. That's just made them why they won so many games this year. Drew Brees, though, sees the Eagles how in the last month they started getting some of their players back, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, and he knows they're going to be a force to deal with.
I think you see them over the last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, coming into their own. Again, you know, each team they play, there's a different game plan, but you know, whatever they do, they do it well, they execute it well.
But I don't see the Eagles. I mean, I started talking about the Eagles last year around October because they were flying in all three phases.
Right.
Even on special teams, they're not close to the speed they were at a year ago at this time.
No, I agree with that.
And I think the Saints are on a mission, and Nick Foles with the rib injury. You know, there's a lot of balls he missed that he could have had against the Bears last weekend. I think the Saints are going to go to the next level.
I would think so as well, and I really like the motivational tactic of Sean Payton.
Yes.
Throwing down $250,000 in front of everybody and say, go win me three and this is yours.
Exactly.
You and I would run through walls to get that,
you know? No, he's on fire right now.
Yep, no doubt about it. Mike, great stuff. Enjoy the weekend. Sit back, relax, and then we will talk again on Monday, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Mike Clements, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years of making it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Mike is going to be joining me. As I mentioned, we got some great guests already lined up. I know Randy Grimes, our buddy, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, does a lot with the Gridiron Greats. He's going to be joining us on Radio Row at Super Bowl. We just booked Evander Holyfield today, the former heavyweight champion of the world. He is going to be joining us there. Morton Anderson's going to be joining us live from Radio Row. We've got a host of guests. Aaron Jones, Packers running back, is going to be joining us live from Radio Row. That's just to name a few. We are lining them up as we speak, and we are really looking forward to it. And once we get down there, we are brought to you by a lot of great people. Our friends at Stenny's, I can't say thanks enough to Jerry and Ryan and LJ and everybody, their whole staff, Second and National and Walker's Point, Milwaukee's best sports bar, award-winning Bloody Mary, shuttles to all the games, Packers, Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, you name it, Marquette, UWM. Stop in and tell them we said hi. And say hi to Brett and the whole gang over at Robert Hack Diamonds on the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield, Milwaukee at Port Washington, Green Tree Road. Go to Robert, H-A-A-C-K, RobertHackDiamonds.com. Time for us to go. Have a great weekend. Can't wait to get back here on Monday because there's a lot to talk about already. We'll talk then. Till then, have a good one. See you.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.